Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today I want to talk to you about something that's been in the news for the past couple of years, and it's a heated political debate, the border issue and immigration. Let me start by saying I'm not on the Republican or the Democrat side on this issue. I'm on the biblical side. I do not have the answer. Oh, I wish that I did. These are just my opinions based on praying about the issue and reading the Bible and what the Bible says. You don't have to agree with me. It's okay. I will still love you anyway. And like I said, I don't have the answers. I'm just sharing some verses with you and some thoughts. I do believe that sometimes what's legal does not always equate to what is moral. As a mom and as an educator, separating kids from their parents is not good psychologically. I know for me it would be impossible, improbable for me to just leave my kids. I could not do that. That would drive me completely insane. I feel for these kids. It's not their fault that they are in the situation. It's just such a tough topic because I pray that they find out who really is a parent with these kids and who are traffickers exploiting these kids. Because there are many stories where parents have trusted people to take their kids across the border to family, and then those kids are trafficked. That is horrific, y'all. That is the most inhumane, or one of the most inhumane things I can ever think of. And I certainly don't want kids to be in danger trying to come to the United States. As a United States citizen, I do understand that laws have been enacted to protect our borders for safety reasons. I completely get that, and thank you, lawmakers, for trying to keep those of us who live here safe. I know these laws have been around since Clinton. I also know that we don't always get all of the information from the media. They show us what they want to, and that's why it makes it difficult to even have an opinion sometimes, but I do know that anything illegal is obviously wrong. How these immigration laws are enforced is what is up for debate, and I'm not a lawmaker. So I'm just going to talk to you about what God says about how we're supposed to treat people. So Zechariah 7:9 talks about showing kindness and mercy to others. Galatians 5:14 talks about loving your neighbors. And Hebrews 13:12, Malachi 3:5, Leviticus 19:33-34, I'll talk about being careful how you treat strangers and foreigners. I could also easily quote or give you a list of scripture references about following laws and obeying authority. Which argument has more weight depends on your social, political, religious lens and your emotions. This podcast is out of concern for people trying to get to a better way of life, who are oppressed where they live, who are marginalized where they live, who are in danger where they live. Oh, this topic is so volatile and personal. And again, you know, I respectfully disagree or agree with you. You know, we all have free speech. You have the right to voice your opinion, just as I am doing mine right now. And that's the beauty of being American. We can all have the best of intentions and still fall short. Laws can be just or unjust. I'm just praying that both sides of the table figure out how to help people, keep families together, protect our borders, and treat every human being with the dignity, respect, compassion, and love of Jesus Christ. I just don't want people to be trafficked. That's so horrible. Yet I do know that for every problem, there is a solution. And I'm praying that one is found. And the last verse I want to look at is, let me find it. Proverbs 31, verse 8. Speak up for the people who have no voice, for the rights of all the down and outer. Speak up for justice. Stand up for the poor and the destitute. That's the Message version. Here's the Passion Translation. But you are to be a king who speaks up on behalf of the disenfranchised and pleads for the legal rights of the defenseless and those who are dying. Be a righteous king, judging on behalf of the poor and interceding for those most in need. So I pray that we do the right thing. And again, I don't have the answers I wish that I did. Let's just all keep our lawmakers in prayer. Let's pray for the protection of our borders. Let's pray for these people who are hurting so bad and in such a desperate way that they're willing to risk their lives to come here. And let's just pray that when they get here, that they will be treated fairly and justly. Thank you for listening. Be blessed.